This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning to you. So I got a big old smile on my face. First off, I'm really a fan of the Doors, big fan, so happy to hear this song.
Who's not? Spike
hates
the Doors.
Spike Eskin hates the Doors.
Really? Yeah.
Hates them.
I don't get it, man.
Ben also dislikes the
not
Doors,
a fan.
Apparently.
Oh,
Ben, you don't
get
like the
out,
Doors?
Ben.
Shameful,
not a
fan. Shameful.
Like
statement.
Anti-Doors?
No, I'm not anti. It's okay. Just like I'm not going to turn them on and like
wow.
Listen to them repeatedly.
Man,
no.
Best of the Doors, that album, I think I made that into a tape when I was
I
in
listened to that
grade.
Album so many times.
It's
like
so,
nonstop.
It's wonderful. Just wonderful.
It's amazing.
But it kept cutting off. Like I couldn't fit the
what
whole
was the two CDs?
The end.
Yeah.
I couldn't fit the end on my tape.
Yeah.
So it always, I'd always
that
miss
song's
out
better
that
when you're really drunk, though.
Can't get into it.
And
hey,
I was
Bob
only
Dylan.
In eighth grade, so
yeah,
I wasn't
yeah.
experiencing it in that way.
Fair enough. All right. But the other reason I had a smile on my face, James just told me he connected with Paul Jolovitz, who's going to come on the program in 10 minutes.
Jolly.
So the Jolly Man, Ben, did you see Jolly's tweet from 2 days ago?
I did not.
This is phenomenal. Paul Jolovitz 2 days ago, after absorbing all the Jack Fritz information, the outing and everything that was being said on WIP. And remember, everything that Fritz said leading into Goff. Jolly tweeted this 2 days ago. Jack Fritz is a living example of why I always say that talent is cool, but what you can do with that talent under extreme pressure defines who you really are.
How often do you think he says that? He says, I always say it. You think it's something that he just comes
know.
Back to all the time?
I mean,
he's saying it too.
Ben Simmons, Markel Fultz, Jack Fritz.
The royal you. Yeah, it's all of you.
All right, so we look forward to the Jolly Man in 10 minutes. I mean, he came out of nowhere with that one. That's beautiful. So we'll have some fun with Jolly in 10 minutes. Also, two things. One looking forward, one looking back. Looking forward tomorrow. Harper at the half. So it was just a couple of days ago the Phillies passed the halfway point of the season, which means the halfway point of Bryce Harper's contract. Boom. Dead middle a couple days ago. Or like today, or next week if the Phillies go far in the playoffs this year. And then like, okay, but you get the point. Basically, 6.5 years down, 6.5 years to go, 13-year, $330 million contract, halfway point. We're going to have a lot of our programming tomorrow geared toward Bryce Harper. Celebrating him, lamenting, obviously, to this point, there hasn't been a title. Unfortunately, there may be maybe significant decline setting in, maybe only marginal decline, maybe not. Maybe he gets right back on track and wins another MVP. Remember, Schmitty won an MVP in 1986. You know, he's on the old side. So, like, it can happen. But Harper, tomorrow, we'll do a lot around Bryce Harper tomorrow. We look forward to that. And then the look back thing, I just want to touch quickly on the NBA thing from yesterday. It was a wild development. So I don't think cutting Damian Lillard is as crazy as a lot of people think with the Bucks, although it seems like it really made the Greek Freak mad. I mean, he tore his Achilles, only 2 years left. He wasn't going to play this upcoming year at all, clearly.
It's the cap hit. That's the crazy.
Well, stuff. Yeah, they spread it out
over
5 years. You
have the cap hit either way, right?
But here's the thing. Well, but by spreading it out, they get to sign Miles Turner.
No, I'm saying it makes sense that they spread it out instead of just having the 2-year hit.
They do get Miles Turner, which I think, and by the way, like, what world am I living in that Paul George last year got 200-something million, and Miles Turner yesterday only got 107 million? Like, I mean, I'm not saying Miles Turner is like the best. He certainly is not.
He's very good. He's not an all-star, right?
He's all-star-esque. He's pretty damn good.
He's very good. He didn't have a great end to the...
I'm just befuddled by Miles Turner only getting 4 years and $107 million. So I actually thought it was smart by the... by the box, but Greek Freak is mad. All right, Ike is also mad, clearly, at Fritz. You can tell he's frustrated, at the very least. Let's go back to something Ike said on Monday. I just want to, before I tell you, like, Ike and what he's saying looking ahead to the next competition, on Monday, Ike looking back to Goff, and Ike was there, just so he can tell you from his vantage point what he saw from Fritz. Here's what Ike said.
Yesterday was disgraceful. Just put it out there. I don't know what else.
It was horrible.
I don't need any other way to say it.
It was horrible.
Like, I don't know any other way to say it.
All right. So that's his mindset from Goff from Sunday into Monday. Now let's get to something Ike said yesterday. He obviously is trying to drill down on Fritz and get him going. Here is Ike yesterday.
I'm supporting him. We're supporting him. We want to support him.
Yes.
I'm also irritated. I'm irritated at the lack of confidence shown out there in competition.
Right.
I'm irritated at the lack of will to fight through adversity out there. Now, he showed up the last four holes. He did.
He did.
I'm giving him credit for that. But somebody has to give him a little tough love, even if he gets mad at me. I want him to take it out on the camera.
So
hold on. So part of me is saying, this dude rips everybody at the station with his top five.
Oh,
nobody's safe.
You got to tell me. I'm in
nobody's
that top five
safe.
Every other day.
Yeah. Nobody's safe. So he gets his shots off on everybody. Me too.
But here's...
I mean, meaning he gets his shots off on me.
So here, I agree with you. I agree with you on
he's
that.
He's nice in general, but he's part of this show, which means he's a big proponent of attacking other hosts and shows.
Yes.
So we're getting it ourselves right now. I'm not whining about it. Do something about it next Wednesday. Do something. Because guess what? If we lose next Wednesday, what is going to be like then?
I mean, that's going to be bad.
Exactly.
It's going to be bad.
Okay.
I heard Ike's voice go up an octave during that.
Well, you know why? I think he was 75% annoyed at Fritz and 25% annoyed that Elliot cut him off six different times. Guy's trying to make a point. Elliot pipes in there six different times. Ike's like, hey, kid, I'm not done. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to...
You kidded him, huh?
Yeah, you know why? Because now Elliot's talking about he's rooting for Fritz. Like, what is this nonsense? I thought Elliot and I were buddies.
Oh, yeah. No, he was all offended.
Yeah, what is this?
We were making fun of the meltdown.
I might hang up on him next time we have him on the show. I'll read the sponsor, welcome him to the show, and hang up on him. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joe and Yaden. Joseph, good morning, pal.
Getting personal.
Top of the morning to you. How are you doing?
Testy.
I'm great. I feel good, man. I mean, listen, it's going to be very hard for me, obviously. Next Wednesday, with Jack being a college baseball player, I'm going to do the best I can, Joe.
But is he a fake college baseball player? Is that what we have learned already?
High school baseball player, we probably should say.
But, Joe, I'm just going to try to do my best and let the chips fall where they may.
There you go. One game at a time.
Yep.
That's how you do it.
One at bat at a time.
I'd like to see Jack's best. Like, could we get that, please, Jack? That's the essence of competition, isn't it?
We'll see.
So could you do that instead of freaking out over in the fescue and throwing your ball instead of hitting it?
Well,
like, that really is. You have...
John, you're one of the few people that saw the video.
Yeah.
And it was...
I guess, yeah. It's just like this was supposed to be a competition.
The video's
it would be
wild.
Wonderful if we could actually see him compete. He's not even competing.
James, is he blocking the video from getting out to the public?
I don't know. I can make some inquiries, as they say.
Yeah, Everyone at the station has seen it.
Okay, so we got to bleep out an F-bomb. Not a big deal.
I'll text Tucker right now.
Like, what, you know,
let's
like,
get this out and evaluate it.
The station is concerned about Jack Fritz's, you know, mental health.
Oh, well, that would be, okay, well, we got to look out
Maybe
for our guy.
A psychiatrist in here.
Well, they're talking about getting A.J. Brown's book guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Joe, I'm sorry. We keep cutting you off. What do you got on the Phillies, Joe?
actually, two quick things. The Phillies pitching, especially the starting pitching, has been outstanding.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, they'd be in dire straits. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't be a bad offense.
Yeah, they wouldn't be a bad team, but they wouldn't be a playoff team.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to World Series.
They would not make the playoffs without this starting pitching. The offense is not, you know, it's not that good.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, Joe, give me an answer. Funniest TV moment of all time.
Before I get the answer, real quick thing.
Sure.
Suggesting maybe down the road, you could have a little contest. A caller calls in and the caller wins, say any kind of contest, yep. And the caller wins. That caller would go in for the show for like an hour with you guys.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Depends on the mood I'm in, quality of the caller, time of the year.
Well, I'm good. I'm funny.
Stuff like, I can tell you're funny.
That sounds cool. Then you can arm wrestle Joe. You can see who wins.
I'm 68 years old. I don't think so.
There you go.
I don't know. You might have a chance.
You might have a chance. That's true.
Joe's gonna be tired from all these competitions against Jack.
Joe, a funny TV moment. What do you got?
Okay. Long story short, All in the Family. When Archie got locked in the basement and he couldn't get out. So there was a bottle of wine there, so he's drinking it. And if he was drinking it, he was seeing things off and on. And before he knew it, there's someone outside calling him, and he was seeing God. And what it was, the gentleman next door, everyone being a black person, opened the door from upstairs. He came down. He looked at, oh, no. It's God. He's black.
All right. All in the Family. Yeah, I love the scene when George Jefferson kissed Archie on the cheek and All in the Family.
So, by the way, I have an update on the video.
Yes.
I texted with Tucker. Tucker had a root canal yesterday, and apparently we had an accident. Somebody worked here had an accident. He had to cover and that. So Tucker said to me, it will be done today. I promise.
Okay. All good. So no blockage from Jack is the point. Okay. Well, we hope Tucker's okay.
What was more painful, Tucker's root canal or Jack's performance?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Definitely the performance.
Yeah, that's something.
Not even close.
Yeah. All right.
Jack's
so
performance.
So let's get to Jolly. Oh, this is going to be good. So Paul Jolovitz, again, it was just a couple days ago after the guff, came in at Fritz on Twitter, and I shouldn't even say he came in on him. Like, bottom line is he's talking his truth as he sees it. I'm staying above the fray. I'm not. There's no cockiness.
I wrote hammer.
Listen, I'm just head down trying to do my best. Squirrel trying to find a nut. Guy that played baseball up until sixth grade trying to beat a guy that played baseball in college. But Jolly came in, and it gave me a smile when I saw him tweet, Jack Fritz is a living example of why I always say that talent is cool, but what you can do with that talent under extreme pressure defines who you really are. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Paul Jolovitz to WIP's Morning Show. Good morning, Jolly!
Hey, Joe. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Jolly, I've Great. Always loved you, and you know that. But I now love you more. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So what?
What's who you are? I mean, Joe, anybody can do anything. John will tell you, a lot of guys have great talent, but turn the calendar to Sunday and the clock to 1 o'clock, and it goes away. Practice whatever.
Yeah.
You got to do it under pressure, period, in life, not just sports, in life. I always say when the iceberg sails in front of you, that's when you prove who you are.
Jolly, so I know you've always been wired this way. I've heard you, you know, through the decades, and I know this is the way you think. What is it about Jack specifically that led you to put that out there publicly? Because it's a little bold, you know, it's coworker talking about coworker. Did you find his approach before the contest with all his chesty comments? Like, did you find that he was going too far, too fast, and you wanted to kind of, you know, check him, so to speak?
Well, I guess you can call that. So I'm not really rooting for anybody in this. I love you. I love Jack.
Yeah.
I hope it's a lot of fun for the station. But people who think, well, I'm going to do this on the big stage, whether people are watching or people just hear about it or whatever, it's not easy. We talk about every night how people choke. And then when you become one of those people, and Jack said the other day, I think I never hit a bad shot. Then I had 155-yard, whatever, 8-iron, and I checked it. Well, that's what happens when pressure comes in, and you got to do it then. You live the result of what you sow, and Jack lived it, unfortunately, for him.
How clueless do you think Jack is to think that he had never hit a bad shot previously? Doesn't that seem like he was ill-prepared for, I don't know, any level of adversity in competition?
It seems to me, John, if he'd never hit a bad shot, he wouldn't be on WIP, he'd be on the PGA Tour.
You're not wrong.
Really?
So true.
That's job of the week right there.
That's great. I mean, John Lee, it was Mike Tyson. He said it. Everyone's got a plan so they get hit in the mouth.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I mean,
but you didn't even have to swing, Joe.
Like, but I did play well early. No, I really did play well in the first four holes. I was putting a lot of pressure on him. And I think that, Jolly, I think that really... I could tell from Spike and Ike, they were like, uh-oh. And I could tell from Fritz, he was like, uh-oh, times 10.
He's also talked about the trash talk and you doing this and you doing that, the gamesmanship, whatever you want to call it. And I'm sure he feels the same way, or he feels the same way about him, but you got to handle that.
Yeah.
Simple as that. You go to the arena, into the theater, you got to handle the crowd, the opponent, the officials, anything that's thrown at you. And if you choke, you choke.
So let me ask you this question, Jolly. Let's broaden this out to sports. Other than Jack Fritz, who, because you may know more about sports than anybody here at WIP, and I mean that, who, in your opinion, was the greatest waste of talent in the history of sports?
James Harden, probably.
More than Ben Simmons?
I mean, James Harden
can
be a Hall of Famer.
I know, okay. He's so high on that list.
All right, so go ahead, Jolly. Harden, why?
I'm not sure Ben Simmons had the talent. We just always thought Ben Simmons had the talent. Because anybody who performs in the regular season or whenever, and then you turn the lights on and they choke literally every time, it's a sad waste. It's a sad commentary. I mean, Philip Rivers is like that to me. Alexander Zverev, who lost at Wimbledon yesterday. Tommy Fleetwood, who never wins in golf. These guys who can do it Monday or Saturday and then can't on Sunday, whatever their Sunday is. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means you can't handle pressure, and that's part of life. That's why the people, the Michael Jordans, the Tiger Woods, the Jalen Hurts, the people that can't handle pressure are where they are.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and also...
Hammer!
So, Jolly, what do you think this means for the competition moving forward? Do you think this is like... Do you expect Jack Fritz to crumble again? Here's my question, Jolly. Can people not handle pressure well and then learn to handle pressure well,
quickly,
in your opinion?
Yeah.
I think they can, but I'm not sure in the middle of competition. Jack has placed an 8,000-pound safe on his back, and now he's going to have to do the rest of the stuff with that, and I'm not sure he can.
Yeah. Jolly, if you were a betting man, four competitions to go, I'm up 1-0 in a best of five, would you say that you'd be more inclined to bet on me or him at this point?
Even money?
Sure.
You're up 1-0?
Yep.
I bet on you, absolutely.
Yep.
Look at that.
Yeah. Well, Jolly, I just love it, man.
I don't know if I'm ready to go there yet.
Yeah, no, not most people aren't. I mean, yesterday, 59% of people still said they think Jack will win. He might.
Have you, Jolly, seen this degree of weak-mindedness in competition?
Well, Ben Simmons has to be, right? I mean,
that's the key, John. I mean, I'm sure John was this way. A strong mind is just as important as a strong body. The mental side of sports is so underappreciated. And it's so key, especially when it's called upon like this. And we're going to test Jack's mind right now. Joe's got an advantage. Joe, if I'm you, I'm trash talking. I'm doing everything I can to put that mind back in reverse because I think you can.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right now, give him more to chew on. Joe's telling him, Joe's daring him to hit him this morning. Which really, it is a good idea. Look, like, plant that seed. Plant every seed. This guy can't handle any of it.
I dare him. Here's, I guess, my main three things today. One, I dare him to hit him. Two, obviously, I mean, to hit me. Two, clearly Spike is trying to big brother and look out for him. Like, it's almost pathetic at this point. Because, you know, trying to change
rules.
He
really needs it, though. No, so desperately.
He may need it. But three, let's not forget this fact. Whether he was a great college baseball player or not, and he wasn't, clearly, he was a college baseball player. Like, yeah. I didn't play any sport in any school I attended. And I attended 77 different schools. I didn't play on any of their teams. So he clearly should win baseball. We'll find out Wednesday when that ball is in his
hands.
Like, James, the ball's going
to
be in his hands. The whole thing starts with the ball in his hands.
Loneliest place in the world, the mound at Plymouth White Marsh at noon on Wednesday.
And we'll because he should win, but we'll find out if he rises to the challenge. I mean, ball's in his court.
So you've gone from Goliath to David, David to Goliath. And sometimes that's a lot of pressure, too. When you're sneaking under the radar and then you're expected to be the guy. With him being the shrinking violet, that puts pressure on you too. So we'll see it both ways. It should be fun.
It will be
good
fun.
Good point, Jolly.
Jolly,
I like that.
Jolly, final thing. We got a poll today. We're trying to determine the Phillies' best player this century. Not like the greatest Phil, but the Phillies' best player this century. We did discount Rui Halladay on the basis of only 2 years of excellence. It's very TO-esque, very short run of excellence. So the four main guys from 08, Wheeler and Harper, Phillies' best player this century is who?
Utley.
Why?
He's just the best player. He's the best combination. He's got, like you just said, the mind. He's done it in big moments. A lot of great players. They're all great. But if I had to pick one, I'd pick Utley.
See, Jolly gets it.
Jolly, you're a legend. Stay well, bud. Thanks for coming on the program, man. We really appreciate it. We'll keep you up to date. Obviously, you'll be seeing it on Twitter. And keep those tweets coming. That was very entertaining, Jolly.
Love you guys. Have good luck and have a great day. Have a great fourth, guys.
Thanks, Jolly.
Thanks,
you too.
Jolly.
Love you too,
great
man. Jolly's
too.
A great guy, man. What a guy. 215-592-9494. More times yours. Phone calls on all of it. Plus, we'll re-rack the concept of trading Nolan Smith, if you would. We don't know if the Eagles would, for TJ Watt. What a Pittsburgh talk show host said yesterday about that possibility. That and more. Phone calls on all these topics. Times yours as well up ahead on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.